House Speaker Paul Ryan is rallying support today for the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, even as Republicans face growing criticism from Democrats and members of their own party. Today, Ryan called the Republican bill a conservative wish list.
Look at what this bill does. It repeals Obamacare's taxes. That's $1 trillion in tax relief for families that will help them with the cost of health care. It repeals Obamacare's spending, Medicaid expansion, and the Obamacare subsidies. It repeals the Obamacare mandates on individuals and businesses. It ends the funding for Planned Parenthood and sends that money to community health centers, which there are more of. It has a Medicaid per capita block grant. That's the biggest entitlement reform anyone here has seen.
And those changes to Medicaid are emerging as a key issue. Dylan Scott joins us now to talk about them. He's Washington correspondent for our partners at the health publication Stat. Hi, Dylan.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And remind us first how Medicaid works now and how it's funded.
So there are two pieces of it. There is the big Medicaid program that existed before Obamacare. It covers about 70 million people. And the way it works is low-income people, and there are different rules for different states, but generally speaking, low-income people are covered by the program. The states administer it, but the federal government contributes a significant amount of the funding, usually more than 50%, to help pay for the care for those people. What Obamacare did was it expanded the eligibility of the so it made more people eligible to enroll in the program. Now, originally, that was supposed to be mandatory, but the Supreme Court decided that it had to be optional. Nonetheless, about 30 states have decided to expand Medicaid under Obamacare, and more than 10 million people have been covered that way. So it's a big program targeted towards low-income Americans, and it's become even bigger under Obamacare.
And the bill that the House Republicans put out yesterday, which they're calling the American Health Care Act, would put a cap on federal spending on Medicaid, which doesn't exist right now. What would that look like?
That's right. So the way Medicaid works now is that the federal government's commitment to pay is open-ended. If you're eligible for the program and if you're receiving care that's covered by the program, the federal government will pay as much as it takes to cover your care, and the states are obligated to pay a certain percentage match of that federal funding. What Republicans want to do is they want to put a hard spending cap on how much the federal government would pay for Medicaid, and it would be based on the number of people that are enrolled in the program. They do try to account for the fact that some people cost more to cover than others. You'd get more money for the blind and disabled, for example. But it would institute for the first time a hard spending cap on the federal commitment to Medicaid. And what analysis have typically shown, we're still waiting for an official analysis of this particular plan. But in the past, because this is an idea that's been out there for a long time, the analysis have shown that over the long term, that would probably lead to spending cuts and fewer people being covered by the program and less generous benefits for those who are.
And meantime, this bill would also roll back the Medicaid expansion that you were talking about as part of the Affordable Care Act, but not immediately. How would that work under this plan?
That's right. So this is also a politically tricky problem for Republicans, because in those 30 states that have expanded Medicaid, a lot, you know, a fair number of them have Republican senators, and the senators don't want their constituents to lose their health coverage right away. So what the Republican plan would do is start to phase out the Medicaid expansion starting in 2020. It would freeze enrollment, and it would start to phase down. Medicaid expansion was actually funded even more generously than the traditional Medicaid program. So it would start to decrease the federal funding for this expansion population, though it wouldn't be automatically kick people off. What it would do is you could continue to be covered by Medicaid expansion, but only if you were constantly enrolled in the program. If you went for more than a month without, you know, if you had a big boost in your income and you were no longer eligible for more than a month, but then fell back into the Medicaid expansion eligibility range, you would not be able to be covered by the program again. So over time, people would start up to fall off. Enrollment would presumably go down, which is, you know, why they say that it would ultimately end up ending the expansion.
So, Dylan, of all of the things in this bill, and there are a lot and we're still going through them, how important is this issue of Medicaid expansion in terms of whether it's going to pass or not?
I think it's the fundamental question, because the margin for error for Republicans in the Senate is very slim. They have 52 members. In order to pass this bill, they have to get 50 votes. And we already saw on Monday, there were four Republican senators who said that earlier versions of the House plan to overhaul Medicaid expansion was not acceptable to them. They basically said that they would oppose it. And so as long as there's that size of a group of senators who are opposed to the Medicaid provisions in this bill, it's impossible for it to pass in the Senate. And so clearly, House Republicans are trying to figure out a way to appease those Senate Republicans and at least assure them your constituents aren't going to be immediately kicked off of coverage.
That's Dylan Scott, Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT. Dylan, thanks.
Thank you.